Jim Elliot long ago. I don't, you know, if you read Elliot, he didn't just look and find fault with others. You really get a feeling he was often looking in the mirror. He didn't want to be ordinary. We're so utterly ordinary. So commonplace, while we profess to know a power the 20th century does not reckon with. But we are harmless and therefore unharmed. We're spiritual pacifists, non-militants, conscientious objectors in this battle to the death with principalities and powers in high places. Meekness must be had for contact with men, but brash, outspoken boldness is required to take part in the comradeship of the cross. We're sideliners, coaching and criticizing the real wrestlers, while content to sit by and leave the enemies of God unchallenged. The world cannot hate us. We're too much like its own. Oh, that God would make us dangerous. Do you know what it is that Satan fears? He fears God. But if you think about those are promises that God shows up. You're going to call? Here I am. He fears that. He fears people who can pray and God shows up. He fears people who take the gospel out there and people get saved. He fears that because you know what that is. That is the strong man having his goods ripped out of his hands. And he does not give up his goods without fury. You know, one of the things it says there repeatedly in Revelation chapter 12 is he is furious with the woman. He is furious. And he knows his time is short. And he's been cast down to the earth. That's where we are. We are where he is. He operates here.